It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, what's next for Drew Brees? Well, that was fast. One of the NFL's most successful quarterbacks of all time and a surefire Hall of Famer, Drew Brees was effectively cut after just 1 year on the job by NBC Sports. You might remember he was hired to be a television analyst and was part of the NBC Sunday Night Sports pregame and halftime shows. Now, being a longtime fan of Drew Brees all the way back to his college days at Purdue, the talented signal caller and team leader simply couldn't muster up enough anger inside of him to take critical shots every week at his former NFL buddies and to make a new name for himself as the designated bad guy on national television.
I'm all ears.
NBC didn't do Drew Brees any favors either by pairing him on the set with one of the league's nicest guys, former NFL coach Tony Dungy. When these two analysts were working side by side, I kind of felt like I was listening to the same person. Both Tony Dungy and Drew Brees are encourager type of personalities and are simply not very good at making critical comments about other professional athletes just for the sake of making television shows more interesting to watch. Here's a good analogy. If ABC's Monday Night Football franchise had not initially featured the hypercritical and overbearing Howard Cosell to go with former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and fan favorite Don Meredith, this weekly television production would never have been as popular as it turned out to be. The fans actually tuned in every week to hear what Dandy Don was going to say to set off the pompous Howard Cosell every week. Drew Brees plus Tony Dungy is like going to Baskin-Robbins and ordering a double scoop of vanilla ice cream. Dungy's good guy reputation, though, was already established at NBC Sports, so I can understand why NBC may have now opted to cut their losses with the other good guy, Drew Brees, as a football analyst. No, not everyone is cut out for television. Yet another Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Tony Romo, never approached Drew Brees' level of play on the field in the NFL, but his enthusiastic and sometimes over-the-top commentary during the CBS NFL football games alongside with his rather plain play-by-play man, Jim Nantz, has helped to boost Tony Romo into a CBS Sports TV darling. And perhaps that's what NBC Sports was thinking when they hired Drew Brees to their team last year. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that Drew Brees' depth of knowledge about the game and his insights are exceptional. The problem is, though, is that television isn't a podcast when you can take your time. Here in the year 2022, network television work requires a very concise opinion, usually in 30 seconds or less, which may not necessarily mirror the other guy's answers. It just isn't as easy as you might think. Let's take the TNT NBA basketball analyst team of Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal. Now, no matter what the basketball game is or the issue at play, it's very likely that Charles Barkley gets the first chance to make an opinion. Then Shaq usually takes the opposite position, and then Kenny Smith comes along last to enter a few stats or observations which support one or the other two people. No matter what the ball game, though, or the issues, the fans at home sense that these three guys, all basketball legends, are having fun and are reacting like the rest of us are at home while we're watching the basketball game.
Yes!
Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have no problem taking down a player who is underperforming on the court, let's say like James Harden or Ben Simmons this past season. They can also, though, be equally praiseworthy of someone whose recent play has been exceptional, such as Boston's Jason Tatum or Dallas's Luka Doncic this postseason. Now, going back to Drew Brees and his role in NBC television, his addition to the NBC Sunday Night Football show just didn't bring a lot of humor, because he's a good guy and not necessarily a jokester, or scathing commentary, again because Drew Brees is more of an encourager type of personality. But that's not his fault. Drew Brees is simply being the person he's always been. The real culprits in the debacle are the executives with NBC Sports, and they get a big F for failing to understand basic TV chemistry. So Drew Brees is no longer working on television for NBC Sports, and in many respects, I think that might be a godsend for old number 9 to get a fresh start. But what should Drew Brees do next? The 43-year-old quarterback suffered through a couple of years of injuries during his final 2 years with the New Orleans Saints. Though some fans would love to see him make a comeback with the NFC's black and gold, he might not immediately be welcomed back. Jameis Winston is projected to be the Saints' starting quarterback next season, while the team signed veteran Andy Dalton as the primary backup. And don't forget that the versatile and expensive Taysom Hill remains on the roster as a relief pitcher and goal line specialist for the Saints. But let's assume there was some mutual interest from the Saints to bring back Drew Brees. The team could certainly find a market for one of those other three quarterbacks. Now, outside of New Orleans, I can think of one NFL team that could really use some help at quarterback right now. The Seattle Seahawks sent longtime star Russell Wilson to Denver recently. Though the Seahawks received another quarterback in return in Denver's starter Drew Lock, the former University of Missouri quarterback Drew Lock lacks accuracy and consistency. Who do we know that has both accuracy and consistency? Yes, enter Drew Brees. Now, it could make sense, but there are some other factors in play about playing in Seattle. The Seahawks, you might remember, play all of their games in an outdoor stadium, which can be both wet and cold for much of the season. Drew Brees' history indicates that his effectiveness is far better when he plays in a domed football stadium. Though Drew Brees' brain and competitive fire would definitely make him a factor for competing for the starting job in Seattle, his age at 43 is definitely working against him. So why shouldn't we look at one thing which Tony Dungy and Drew Brees do have in common? Both men are smart, hard workers, and relate very well to the players. And I think that Brees might have a long-term future as a quarterback's coach or offensive coordinator in the NFL. His time working in close contact with one of the NFL's brightest and most successful coaches, Sean Payton, might be a good indicator that Drew Brees' upside might be a dandy coach on the offensive side of the football. On the other hand, remember that Drew Brees and his family are also very close. He likely took the TV gig at NBC so that he would have more time to spend with his wife and four young children. If he wants to stick close to his family during the week, perhaps, here's another idea, Drew Brees might want to try his hand at becoming a radio analyst for the New Orleans Saints radio network. Now, calling a football game for radio listeners requires that the announcers paint a very much more detailed picture on every single play. And I think that Drew Brees' depth of knowledge would lend itself better to radio. In contrast, the TV executives utilize cameras to paint most of the picture of the game, leaving the TV analyst to discern quickly some type of information that the average viewer might have just missed. Many New Orleans Saints fans would certainly love to have their future Hall of Famer on the microphone for radio games every week. And home team radio fans would definitely be forgiving and allow Brees a chance to learn the ropes without having to worry about the television camera looking at him. I guess the real question is, what does Drew Brees think he should do right now? For a person who is as competitive and successful as Drew Brees has been, his release by NBC Sports may come as a welcomed relief, or it could become a huge chip on his shoulder to prove that they made a big mistake. And today, Drew Brees posted this on Twitter, quote, "Despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I might work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on my business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know." Though Drew Brees obviously has retained his good sense of humor, I think that the appearance of being a failure is going to light a brand new fire under this ultra-competitive man. And given his history of being willing to outwork nearly everyone in order to become successful, I wouldn't bet against Drew Brees, would you? I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
George, George, George of the Jungle, friend to you and me.